USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last week, the president says he'd be proud to shut down the government in a dispute over border security. Now the White House says the administration is going to wait to see what the U.S. Senate might be able to pass before it agrees to any deal to avert a partial government shutdown come Friday. The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, says of a possible shutdown.
Yeah, we've been down this path before, and I don't believe we'll go down this path again.
The U.S. Senate has passed a landmark criminal justice reform bill, the First Step Act, passed overwhelmingly yesterday. Leaders in the House say they'll likely act on the bill before this week is over. The Federal Reserve's policymaking arm is to wrap up its last meeting of the year later today. The Federal Open Market Committee expected to announce another interest rate hike at about 2 p.m. Eastern today. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Facebook admitting to allowing other tech companies to read users' private messages, though it's denying that they do so without consent. The social media site responding to a New York Times investigation that claims Facebook allowed companies like Spotify, the Royal Bank of Canada, and Netflix to read, write, and delete people's messages. Actress Penny Marshall has passed away at 75. Her former co-star in Laverne and Shirley, David Lander, who played Squiggy, says,
"Was always the intelligence. What amazed me was how intelligent she was. That's why she was a good director."
Marshall died Monday night at her Hollywood Hills home. TMZ reports she passed away from complications from diabetes. She got her big break playing a half of that TV show partnership, Laverne and Shirley, and she was also very respected behind the camera, directing Tom Hanks in several movies, including Big and A League of Their Own. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The tunnel that Elon Musk says can reduce traffic congestion in Los Angeles is open. Well, at least for a night, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX showing off the $10 million test tunnel that his Boring company built in L.A. Boring is the name of the company, as in they do boring into the earth. It's not a description of the company meetings. I thought I'd point that out. But last night, in a series of tweets, Musk was showing a Tesla Model X fitted with gear that guides the car between elevators at each end of the tunnel, where then it drives back onto the road. Musk says the equipment will be available as an aftermarket add-on for $200 to $300. Musk has said that his underground highway will be able to safely move electric cars at more than 150 miles an hour. Texas Republican Congressman-elect Dan Crenshaw is now reaching out to comedian Pete Davidson after the SNL star's rough weekend. Davidson posted on Instagram that he didn't want to be on this earth anymore, prompting police to check on him. Davidson and Crenshaw recently met after Davidson had made fun of Crenshaw's appearance on Saturday Night Live after Crenshaw lost his eye as a Navy SEAL in Afghanistan and wears an eye patch as a result. Crenshaw later appeared on SNL with Davidson to show there were no hard feelings, and the Texas Republican congressman-elect is now saying he wants to help Davidson through this rough time. And for USA Radio News,